This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. Who doesn't love garlic? It makes all food taste better, plus it's got loads of health benefits. It can lower blood pressure and cholesterol, improve athletic performance, and possibly even help you live longer. Wow, I should be eating even more garlic. When we think of growing garlic, we think of Gilroy, the garlic capital of the world. That's 2 hours away. But garlic is also grown right here on the Central Coast, so the Playing With Food team ventured down to Arroyo Grande.
My name is Jessica Newell, and I have Pepper Creek Family Farms. We're looking at our crop of garlic that was planted in November.
Tell me about planting garlic.
This year, this is actually all coming from the rejected garlic that we had from last season. So this is all of our own that we saved. When we harvested last year, which was, we started mid-April, if it got dinged by a pitchfork or got bruised or whatever, or if it was just a little small, like this is one from last year, it's just a little bit small, we set it all to the side before taking it apart and planting it, which we've never actually done. We usually just sell out, and the rejects we keep for ourselves, and then we just buy new, which it's incredibly expensive to buy garlic to plant.
You got four rows here. How many acres?
So this is only about a quarter of an acre.
Okay, so you got a quarter of an acre just from your rejects.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Many of us have had garlic sprout on our counters. Do you just stick that into the ground?
Garlic needs to go through a process called vernalization. A vernalization causes the single bulb to want to split off and branch out and cause many. So vernalization is being really cold for extended periods of time so we can go dormant and then get into that process of splitting up. So we stored this for a while in a cool, dark area. We brought it out. You can take apart your garlic and then put it in a paper sack, and you can put it in the fridge for like up to 2 months. And that will like kind of force a vernalization, especially here in California, because we don't get cold like you do in the Midwest. So it doesn't go completely dormant like it does like places that have a lot of snow. So we'll just sit with like a mat underneath us and break the garlic apart. And so on the outside, you're always gonna have like the really big cloves. And so I've got like two buckets, one for the big cloves. When you get down into the middle of it, you see all of these little guys here.
Right.
A lot of people will toss out, but this is actually save all the small guys, and they go for the spring garlic, the green garlic.
Oh, okay.
And I'll show you that here.
Well, and the smaller ones are good for when you're cooking for one.
Yeah. I do a soak solution, which is a blend of fish emulsion and liquid seaweed. And so this is gonna like help fertilize and give a boost. You soak it overnight, all your garlic, in room temperature water. And then for every gallon, you get a tablespoon of this, and then you get a tablespoon of baking soda. And that's gonna kill off any bacteria. Soaking it overnight, a lot of times I'll find like garlic that sprout like greens that are that big, it just like kicks it into gear and it starts.
Overnight?
It'll yeah, overnight. Help. Oh, yeah. It really kicks it into gear. And so sometimes I'll plant the spring garlic, the smaller guys, and then like 2-3 weeks, I'm already harvesting it for market and for restaurants.
Wow.
They always say ideally sandy soil, loamy soil, really well-drained soil is the best for garlic and onions. We have heavy clay soil. It's really heavy, but it just really likes our ground. You got to keep it pretty moist the whole time, because otherwise if the ground, especially the heavy clay, it'll become like cement, especially after rains. And so it's hard for the garlic to and onions whatnot to grow out. You can go through another process where you take your garlic, you dip it in either like really cheap vodka, clear alcohol, or rubbing alcohol, and you let it soak for 3 minutes, and then you rinse it off with water, and then you put it in. And that sterilization like gets rid of like anything that could like harm the garlic.
If you lived in a really humid area, would it get rid of molds and stuff?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Here we don't really have that problem. I stopped doing that last season and I haven't had an issue at all. It gets pretty stinky because it's, you know, I've been sitting in fish and seaweed. But you put it in the ground knuckle deep. You just want the tip to kind of just be barely above the ground. That's where your roots go. So you pop it down and you space them out like 4 to 6 inches apart, depending on your variety of garlic and how much room it needs. And there it goes.
That sounds pretty easy. So when you say you pop it into the ground knuckle deep, do you do all of this by hand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're kidding.
Yes. So we're talking thousands, but it's actually pretty fast. This take like me and my son and maybe someone else helping out too, a day, maybe 2 days. We're pretty quick.
How's your back after that?
My back is really sturdy. I'm one of those where I stand planting. I don't really crouch and I don't get on my knees. My lower back's pretty strong from. Good.
So does each one of these stems equal one little clove stuck in there?
Yes. Okay. The larger the clove, the larger the head of garlic it's going to be, which is why we take all these little guys and we save them for the spring garlic because they're not going to get very big. You need to make sure that you have at least 40 degree nights because that is what is going to really help the garlic go through that vernalization process where it starts breaking off and forming its individual cloves. I have people who have come like summertime and have bought garlic and like, I'm going to plant this. And I'm like, well, you're only going to get green garlic because it won't bulb out. It's too warm. A lot of people plant in the fall. I don't. The longer it takes for garlic to grow, the more the chance of it picking up disease or the worst case thing is getting rust. Garlic is super prone to rust. It can pick up on weeds. You'll see grasses and like mallow. They form rust really easily, and once one of the greens touches it, the rust can start spreading. Once rust gets onto the garlic, it immediately stops its growth. So you will just have like a stick, basically. And then if you don't have enough cold nights too, you will just have a stick of garlic, which you could use, but it's not going to bulb out into multiple cloves. So my sweet spot, I like to plant mid-January to the beginning of February because usually we have all of February, all of March, all of April where we have 40 degree nights. You may too before it starts getting into the 50s at night.
Except for this year.
You're listening to KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and Jessica Newell is showing me her garlic fields. It was March, and the garlic was about 3 months in the ground with another 2 or 3 months to go. But what was it about this winter that was so unique?
I'm a little concerned on this other crop that I put in late because it has never been like this before. Weather is crazy. It's been extremely, extremely warm. You have so many different varieties. Hardneck, that really needs cold, cold weather, and it really needs to go dormant. We used to grow it. We did it last year. It was such a pain. It took like 6 months. We had pulled out all of this, which is soft neck, had pulled all this out with the hard neck still in the ground. And then it ended up getting some rust on it. And, you know, we hardly sold any of it. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with hard neck anymore. It's a lot more difficult to grow than soft neck, especially this variety. So what we grow is the California early garlic. It's got an awesome, like mild, sweet flavor. I say mild, a lot of people say strong, but I guess if you're comparing it to the store, it is much stronger than store garlic.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Oh, way stronger. Okay. I even had a customer last year who bought the first of the season and then came back the next week and was like, I made the mistake of putting in like what I normally put in when I buy from the store, and it was so overpowering. It was so strong. Yeah, it's because what's in the store is so old. It's probably close to a year old. That's just why it's sprouting. So freshly harvested garlic can store up to a year if it's kept cool and dry. I still have lots of customers who bought from last season. I do garlic braids and they still are cutting off of their braids and using the garlic. So you can see by the time you buy it in the store and you see it's already sprouting or beginning to sprout, you know it's really old. It's got to be at least 6 months old.
I know I'm buying the wrong garlic because mine sprouts all the time. This garlic, it looks like a size of being almost done. It's about, a foot and a half high if the leaves weren't leaning over. But some of the leaves are yellow and withered. What does that mean?
Starting to go down their natural drying process, for one. They'll dry from the outside in. Once you're basically to the middle, you know that it's about ready to harvest. So it's just naturally drying down. And you'll see the difference on the other where it's not at all drying. It's just because these guys are at their tail end, almost ready to harvest.
Okay, so you don't harvest until...
they start drying down.
Okay.
A lot of people will leave their garlic in the ground. They cut off the water, leave it in the ground until it's basically all dried up. I like to start harvesting my garlic when it's completely bulbed out, but it still has its green neck and green leaves, because then you can use the greens for cooking, you can use the neck for cooking, and then these cloves where you see here, they're dry, when you're pulling it fresh out of the ground and it's still wet, technically, this is an edible skin. This is like the inside of what the garlic would look like. It's totally edible. It hasn't dried off yet. You'll see when these guys, as they're drying down, then it's a layer. So each green that you see is a layer, clove.
Oh, so yes. You can tell how many cloves there are by looking at the number of leaves.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so the leaves are kind of like one leaf on the left, and then a little bit up, you have one leaf on the right, and then you have a leaf on the left until it goes up and up and up. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a braid, but it's one on each side rather than interwoven.
Yes. If you look at a leek, that's exactly how it looks like. They have like layers, and so each green is a layer in that leek.
Okay.
So that's...
And they're all allium, right? So yes. Leeks, onions, yes. Garlic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is shallots.
Yep. I know a little bit. Yeah. This was November. It's the end of March. When will you harvest this?
This mid-April.
Okay.
So we're a month, maybe less, maybe 3 weeks away from starting to harvest.
Okay. So 4.5 to 5 months to maturity.
When you plant it early. When I plant it in like the end of January, beginning of February, I'm harvesting almost at the same time as this stuff that's been growing longer. It's because you get the longer days. The days are normally warmer. Now it's all like a moot point because it's just hot every day. things have been growing a lot quicker. What you're looking at for size is the neck. The bigger the neck, the bigger the garlic is going to be. So these guys have really big necks. They're going to be like elephant garlic size, like really big.
What is the difference between what we use in the kitchen and elephant garlic? I mean, other than the size, because elephant garlic tends to be a lot milder. Is it a different type or is it just bigger?
It's its own type of garlic. And elephant garlic takes a lot longer to grow. You're talking 6... maybe sometimes 8 months to grow. But yeah, it's very mild. The cloves they're ginormous.
You're listening to KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and Jessica Newell is showing me her garlic that is still developing in the fields. We checked out what immature garlic is like that can still be used in cooking.
You can see here how it's getting thicker. It's so funny because if you pulled it out right now, you would think this is a leek.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a leek. Mm-hmm. It's about 1.25 inches in diameter.
Mm-hmm.
It's green going to white at the bottom, and I can't see the garlic bulb yet.
No, you can see it's starting to form right here. There's like little bulges down here. Once it starts doing that, it goes like really, really fast. Okay.
Look, that looks exactly like a green onion. Look, it's the size of a scallion. It looks exactly like a scallion.
So that I sell bunches of these at market, and if people aren't paying attention, they run up and will buy it and be like, one spring onion, please. And I'm like, no, that's spring garlic. And they're like, oh, half the time they'll buy it, half the time they're like, no, I don't want that. You can use this exactly like you would a spring onion. From the green, so this would be garlic chives, and then you can use the neck. It's just a little bit milder than a dried clove. So you snap that off and you can smell it.
Oh, there it is.
My husband will just snap these off and just eat it. He just eats the green.
Can I try it?
Are you sure? Yeah. It's just going to be like a mild garlic flavor.
With a little bit of sharpness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really good on like potatoes, eggs. Yeah, anything you would put chives on and you just want a little bit of a garlic kick, you could do that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It makes really good sauces, creams, like a garlic cream sauce. It's really good for that.
A pesto would make an awesome pesto.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would.
Okay, so but you've got more garlic somewhere.
I do.
Okay.
So I'll drive you around.
Okay. So this is newer, fresher garlic.
This is newer, fresher garlic. That's why you don't see it drying down yet. It still has probably till the end of May before it's ready to come out. So it has a ways to go. And then I can show you over here, I have a couple of rows of the spring garlic. You can see how the large ones are way spaced out, so they have room to grow. These guys are all planted right up next to each other because they're not meant to bulb out. I'm just going to harvest along and I'm going to pick them for market as is.
And that's going to be like one crop? Because it's just one row here? Or?
No, I've been harvesting off of this for like 6 weeks now.
Oh. So do you like... thinning harvesting? You don't just go harvest the whole thing?
I don't. I typically put about 7 in a bunch, and so I kind of count it out. I know at market like how much I'm gonna sell, and you know, count down and just pull out the ones that are the largest, and then you know, repeat the process every week until they're all done, which is nice. A lot of people, like I said, discard the small inner cloves, but really harvesting and selling the spring garlic pays for the seed.
And this is more garlic behind us.
This is more garlic.
Well, I did think that garlic needed to sit on the counter and dry for a time, but you're saying you do that in the ground.
Typically, though, I like to pick it when it's like how we looked at the last crop where it's bulbed out. So like at the bottom, when you pull it out, it looks like a fresh clove of garlic, but it still has the green neck and the green, so that way people can use the whole thing. And the difference is that the cloves are still wet. They're not dried down, so you can use the entire head altogether. So a lot of people like to buy it at that stage so that they can roast it whole and use the whole thing. You don't have to deal with the paper skins because those are actually edible. It's like another layer, a little protective layer of garlic over the garlic is what it essentially is.
At the beginning of June, I went back for the harvest. Remember that hot winter? Well, the weather-related surprises were not over.
To see what garlic looks like, what it looks like when it fails.
What do you mean when it fails?
So, because of the heavy rains, like this garlic was still growing, but because it was at the point where it had just started developing its bulbs, if it had been left in the ground, like with the heavy clay soil, it just started like rotting.
Uh-oh.
So it was either dig it up and then sort through what has already been developed or just leave it all in the ground and take chances. So I voted to leave it in the ground and I was overruled. So now I'm sorting through the good stuff. Mine's over there and mine's doing great. And mine is still like, we're going to dig that up next week. I actually put mine in like 2 months later than him. So his went through the winters where mine didn't, because I didn't put mine in until the end of December. So, and he put his in like the beginning of November, I think. This one looks like, okay, so this one's trying.
Right, it looks okay. I mean, it's small, but it looks fine.
It's,
but I'm not a farmer.
Yeah, it's, so you can see it's trying to create its defined cloves, but it's not fully yet formed. So I actually don't know. This one I can actually put in my maybe pile just to see how it might dry down. Okay.
Oh, all so right, it's like so an onion. It's
yes.
smooth. It doesn't have defined cloves.
Yeah, but you can see how they're trying to.
Okay.
So if this had stayed in the ground for another even just 3 weeks, it would have all been defined. It would have bulbed out
okay.
totally.
But it might have rotted as well.
There was the possibility. But I said, now you can see here, I've already walked through these piles and pulled out what is good. So in my opinion, it would have been worth it to leave it in
okay.
and to see. I think that it would have dried out enough to where the garlic would have been okay.
Jessica and I then walked over to her garlic patch, which was still in the ground and growing much differently than that first crop.
So feel this one right here.
Uh-huh.
You can feel it's dense still.
Yeah. There we go. I harvested my first garlic.
This one's like a medium size. Some of them I've been pulling have been like the size.
That's a baseball like, size.
Yeah, like elephant garlic size.
Oh, wow.
Huge. So this guy's like a typical what you find in the store.
Okay.
But you can see the difference between what I was doing over there and what this is. When I pull this out, all of these I'm pretty much going to keep and dry for doing the garlic braids because I have so many orders for them. So all the perfect guys are going to go towards that.
Top tip, most of the garlic in the store is from China. Make sure you look for the California garlic if you're going to buy it in the store. And here's why.
By the time we buy it at the store, it has to be at least 6 months old. You've noticed if you ever buy garlic in the store, it could already be sprouting or after a couple weeks. Fresh harvested, it lasts about a year. So you can tell just how old it is if it's already sprouting. So it's got to be at least 6 months old. So what you find in the grocery store, it's gone through a bleach process. And a lot of times it's dipped in a solution to keep it from sprouting. They say if you're going to plant garlic, don't go to the grocery store and buy garlic that's come from China, because if you grow it, it might not sprout, it might or might not, and it won't turn into a whole head of garlic.
I tried a small piece of garlic from each of the fields, the so-called failed crop, and Jessica's field that she was letting stay in the ground a bit longer. Both tasted about the same, but the less than perfect garlic was more difficult to get out of the skin. They both were overpoweringly flavorful, and I liked that. And then they had a punch to them. They reminded me of what I remember garlic being like in the 1990s when I would eat raw garlic cloves on camping trips to keep the mosquitoes away. Then I tried the garlic that I bought at the discount supermarket. Strangely, there was still a bit of a kick, but far less flavor. The more I get out into the fields here on the Central Coast, the more I learn to buy local and eat fresh. even if it's just garlic. This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food.